Welcome to the True Chat Show on True Chat in True Chat, Urbana.
Oh my god.
I'm Justin T. Weller.
And I'm Cam Pierce.
And Cam was nerding out. That's what's on the agenda for today.
Dude, I was really nerding out. Really awful Monday night football game last night, let me tell you.
Yeah, but it was worth it.
It was.
Still potential 10 out of 10 week.
Even though
it was awful.
I think it's pretty close to being a 10 out of 10 week in the first 3 days, because Blade Runner was great. Bengals won, and this Last Jedi trailer was worth all the hype. Oh my god, I'm so excited. I cannot contain my hype.
Why do you think these
We're obviously going to have a full trailer breakdown on the Nerdcast this Saturday by 9 p.m. Eastern
I mean, clearly.
Time. Clearly.
Obviously.
Yeah, it's going to happen. But we got a ton of other trailers. I mean, Justice League got a new trailer.
Full trailer breakdown.
Full trailer breakdown.
So, how long was the trailer?
The trailer is 2 minutes and, is it 26 seconds?
Wow, I'm kind of disappointed.
Yeah.
34 seconds.
It's 34 seconds?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, the trailer is
less
than that.
So the trailer breakdown for us will probably be, breakdown and discussion will probably take 15 minutes. We really go hard with Star Wars stuff, mostly because of me.
Okay. So you're going to take 2.5 minutes and turn it into 15.
Correct.
At least.
That's how good I am.
Okay. Do you think it truly merits 20 minutes of conversation?
Probably, yeah.
Because isn't most of it speculation?
I mean, theorizing, though, is half the reason you get into nerds.
Theorizing, though?
Yeah.
That's why.
That's why, you know, it's
making
been
some
fun.
Edumacated guesses.
Yeah, it's been fun for, like, 30 years to theorize whether or not the main character of Blade Runner was a replicant or not. You never know.
That's right.
That's why it's fun.
You may never know.
Yeah. You still don't know. Spoilers, I guess, from 2049. But I don't think we know if he's a replicant or not.
Yeah.
They pretty much, they say he is, but then one line's like, but maybe he's not, and then they move on. It's like, all right, okay.
Thanks.
Thanks for that.
Almost at it. But yeah, good trailer. Ready. I'm ready.
I'm hype.
I know you are.
Oh, God.
I know you are.
Oh, God. It's going to be
so good. Why does it make you so hyped?
Just because I'm seeing things in this trailer that make it different than what we saw.
I know, but I feel like for Star Wars, there's a special place in your heart for Star Wars hype.
Yeah, and I'd be hyped, regardless of what they showed us, unless it was a rehash of the last trailer, I would be still very hyped. I'm now seeing where, like, pieces are fitting. Like, Kylo's entire journey this...
Who's that?
Kylo Ren.
I know who that is. I'm saying... There are people out there. I know it's hard to believe.
So Kylo,
but there
Kylo
are people
Ren,
out there who don't know who that
see,
is.
See, Kylo Ren's kind of like your new Darth Vader, but he's kind of way worse at the moment. I mean, he could get better because apparently he's like got ultimate power, according to Luke in this trailer. Which is also interesting that we learned that Rey, the other main character, Daisy Ridley, who was the chick from Episode 7.
You think Luke is talking about Kylo Ren?
When Luke says, I was not afraid when I saw this power the first time.
When would he have seen Kylo Ren's power?
He trains Kylo Ren.
Oh, right. Yeah. Which we don't see.
And when he comes out of those ashes, people have speculated that that is Kylo Ren destroying his Jedi temple.
My assumption was he was referring to Darth Vader.
And that was a lot of people's assumptions, was he's referring to
Anakin.
I.e.
his father, i.e. Right. super afraid. Because I didn't really beat him last time. He sort of kind of gave up, and that's how I won.
Which he could still be talking about Anakin, because they have Anakin's lightsaber there.
Could be talking about Anakin, or could be talking about Darth Vader, although he didn't see Anakin, so in fairness, he couldn't really have seen that power.
Could be talking about Emperor Palpatine,
mm-hmm.
who also goes, and just shocks the heck out of him, who has lots of power.
Yes.
As we saw from the prequels.
But then Darth Vader's like, no!
No!
Screw you! You can't kill my son.
Yeah, I'm a helicopter driving down this thing.
I'm a man. I'm just going to throw you over this thing.
But now Finn's doing stuff. He's like trying to infiltrate the base thing. He's attacking Phasma. That's real rad.
It's definitely a great... Probably... What's the best Star Wars scene, Cam? Because that one's pretty up there.
That one's up there.
Yep. Darth Vader's just like, nope, I'm not Darth Vader anymore. I'm Light Vader. I don't know. I'm going back to being good Anakin.
It's got to be something in Empire for me, Empire Strikes Back. It's either got to be the scene where they put Han Solo in carbonite, or the scene, the first fight between Luke and Darth Vader in Empire Strikes Back on Cloud City.
Well, of course. Naturally. Wow. Lame.
That one's in the top five, though.
Well, I mean, it's only probably the most iconic Star Wars moment.
What? Where Darth Vader becomes not Darth Vader?
No.
Oh.
I mean, where...
Carbonite?
Nope.
All right. Luke, wow. I am your father?
Yeah. It took us that long to get to that one. Wow, that was third on Camden's list. Ouch.
I didn't know what you were talking about
for
some reason.
Shots fired it. George Lucas.
No, that's
man,
that's definitely
you
my
suck,
first.
George Lucas.
That's definitely the
this
first.
This should have been better.
Yeah,
it wasn't
on, man.
Good enough to make my top two.
Yeah, apparently.
That's right.
No, that was
I don't
my
know.
First.
The Obi-Wan Anakin fight scene is definitely up there, too.
You should watch that again.
Yeah. I did.
Okay.
Just recently.
Yeah, you did.
I guess I shouldn't say, not the entire fight scene, particularly the everything that, like, right before that and what takes place right after that.
Yeah. I have the high ground.
Yes.
Don't try it.
Yep. That was stupid. That was like, that would have been like a massive jump. I mean, you pretty much have to fly to make that jump, you idiot. So,
I have the high ground and I can. Don't try.
Wonder how many times in filming, like, because again, I watched how that was produced. You know, of course, it was a challenge to produce that kind of fake jump and then
right.
chop off his legs and
correct.
Ah, I'm on fire.
And then yeah.
So all green.
Okay, so the jump looks garbage. Did you get another bug?
Yes.
That's exciting. The jump looks like poopy
bug. Well, as you always say, you have to take it in the context of their ability to perform things like
that's
that.
Correct.
But
so it's
not
looks,
fair to criticize what they can't have done a better job
right.
of doing.
What looks really good is them with his like flame effects on his face
yeah.
when he's getting burnt by the
that's some of
down
the most
there.
Convincing fire I've it, ever seen.
I really liked that.
Because, I mean, let's be honest. In TV today, there's some super fake-looking
fire.
Like, not even close
to real
fire.
You know what has
really
good-looking fire?
What's that?
Game of Thrones.
Well, I would imagine. I feel like that's a central part of
since,
fire.
You know, there's dragons and stuff.
That's right. Has to look good. Oh yeah, but there's some TV shows where you can tell they never do fire because it's like, ooh, this it's really fake.
Yeah,
super fake.
I love watching the behind the scenes of shows like that. Like I watched the behind the scenes of like a battle that happened in Game of Thrones this season, and they're like actually lighting stuntmen on fire and like having them run around with burn suits on and stuff. And I'm like, that is hardcore.
they're very committed.
Yeah, they're super committed to making this look really good.
I mean, because it's real. Yeah, so, it's actual fire.
It's actual people on fire in suits of armor.
That's pretty good.
It's pretty good.
Yep. You are on fire.
Now run around and pretend to die for 8 seconds, and then we will put you out.
Can you imagine getting insurance for that? Hello, insurance company. we're going to set people on fire. Do you have a policy that can cover that? I'm going to have to get a manager.
Yeah. No kidding. Yeah, they're just going to call up. They don't have, you know, an insurance guy on site.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
No.
They have to call the 800 number. Yeah.
We need to light people
on
fire.
Are these the Game of Thrones guys again?
Yep.
Yeah, it is.
Going on season 8 now, and there's going to be more people on fire than ever before.
Ever
it's going to be huge.
It's going to be yoked. Put everybody
literally on. Huge fire.
Huge fire.
Forest fire. Yep, we're lighting a forest on fire this time.
What's our earth insurance?
We need insurance to cover the damage. Also, in the event that any real people actually catch on fire who don't want to be caught on fire.
Who preferably don't want to be gone.
We need something that'll cover that. Well, it's been a great conversation so far. And when you tune in to The Weekly Screen, you'll be sure to hear Alex and Cam, not Cam and Alex, discuss a movie or TV show every week, from new releases to time-honored classics, every Monday by 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you listen until the end of the week to hear next week's flick. Listen until the end for next week's flick.
There you go.
Like, that doesn't... Yep, that's not it. Listen to the end of the week, and then you'll be sure to hear next week's flick.
Flick of the week of the flick.
Well, in addition to The Weekly Screen, True Chat has a full selection of shows on sports, politics, entertainment, business, lifestyle, and more. So be sure to head over to truechat.org or tune in by downloading the True Chat mobile app. TRUECHAT. So, Cam's hyped.
I am hyped.
What are your top five movies of all time. Ready, go.
By God.
Start with number five. Do the hard countdown.
God, I just don't know.
Okay.
You
can report back tomorrow.
One of them will go at number five is the original Red Dawn.
Yeah?
Do you know what Red Dawn is about?
No.
Okay. There is a small, like, rural town in America, and they're just having school, I believe in the old one, it was the Russians that invaded. They start to paratrooper down in this town, and, like, the teacher looks out, and he's like, what's going on? And he's like,
we're being invaded.
Yeah, he's like, oh, it must be some military thing that they screwed up. And he walks out, and he's like, hey, I'm trying to teach class. And just gets gunned down in front of the school by these Russian soldiers, and everyone's like, oh, God! And they, like, set up internment camps and, like, put the whole town in chains. But then
is that,
like,
the first thing you do when helicopters, paratroop soldiers in, is walk outside and be like, ah, I'm trying to teach class! Oh,
yeah,
Jesus!
I just
got shot!
Yeah, you get shot a lot. Yeah. Like, they pull out an automatic weapon and just unload into that guy.
Not to hate on Red Dawn since I've never seen it, but there's a lot of movies that do that where it's like, okay, no one in real life would ever do that thing.
It's probably a bad
but
movie.
That's right, but that's the only way you could figure out how to advance the plot.
It's the only way.
Like, it would be much more realistic that they'd come into the school and take over the school.
Correct.
Than for the teacher to be like, ah, I'm going to run outside and talk to these military dudes.
Because if that didn't happen, then no one has time to evacuate once they see him get shot. But like, a group of, like, seven or eight high school kids escape.
Whoa.
And they become the Wolverines. Because that's where their school mascot was. And they, like, commit, you know, terrorism to, like, try and stop the Russian invaders.
Gotcha. So America's fate hangs in the balance of seven high school students.
Seven or eight high school terrorists, yes. It's pretty good. It's pretty good.
What?
There's, like, a reason that, like, the American government won't help, because it's, like, too rural or something. They don't want to waste the resources. They have to protect Washington or something.
Yeah?
So, yeah, so they just leave.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
You know, part of the country's been taken over, which is just...
Yeah. It's really cool. It's a really cool one.
Gotcha. So America still exists, but America's like, oh, which is... Cut out the tumor.
Yeah.
We didn't want that anyway.
You guys can have the rural town that doesn't do anything.
That's right.
Whatever. What do we care?
We didn't want it.
Yeah.
It's all y'all's.
Yeah. I don't know if it's like that they have the town surrounded or it's something, but like the American troops won't come in and just deal with it. So yeah, Red Dawn. Really good movie.
Red Dawn.
That's my fifth movie.
Okay.
Up there is Pulp Fiction.
Where does the original Independence Day speech rank for you in movie moments of all time?
It's number one speech of all time.
Yeah? Number one speech of all time.
Oh, yeah, for sure. It's that iconic. I don't think it ranks higher than my, like, 10th or 9th best, like, movie moment, though.
Nah.
Because I like actual...
Movie moment.
I like actual moments more than I like speeches.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Haters gonna hate.
Haters gonna hate. And that's what I do.
Hating away. So how was your yesterday?
Dude, sick. Slept almost all day after blowing chunks.
Yeah?
It was a good time.
Well, I'm glad you're back today. Got to get ready. I tell you what.
I guess.
We'll have chickens tomorrow.
And
it's pretty much all up to you to make sure we're ready.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Did you get me more bedding?
Yeah. Nope.
All right.
I'm
going to need to do that.
Have not had time since you and I last spoke yesterday.
Probably.
It is on the agenda for today, though.
That's good.
The agenda involves taking a trip to TSC, getting a bunch of stuff, and then letting Cam bring it back and organize it. And then do the things.
Oh, my Lord. Oh, that's gross.
Also, the windows were left open on the chicken house, so it rained in.
Oh, no.
So now it probably smells.
That's good.
Like old moldy chicken manure.
Great. This is the best. This is everything I ever wanted. It's going well.
What are you looking at? No glasses Cam today.
Yeah, no glasses Cam. You know how Cam hasn't been feeling well, so he forgot him.
Yeah.
He walked out the door and didn't.
Is that what happens when you don't feel well?
I just
Who
lose. I lose all sense of where
I just assumed that I was always this blind.
Yeah.
That's how bad I feel.
Yeah, it was pretty bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. By God.
So did you consume some content then yesterday?
Not a whole lot, no. Besides for that Last Just Jedi slept. Trailer.
Just
yeah, I slept. I went and bought my my wedding shirt.
Whoa.
At around
Just
five
to be clear,
so.
Cameron is not getting married, but
no,
he is in a
I'm
wedding.
I'm in a wedding party.
Gotcha.
We bought the shirt, $42 for the shirt.
So this one for real live like fits Cameron.
Yeah.
So it'd be the first piece of clothing you own that's actually like designed for your current body size.
Correctamundo.
How does that feel?
Like I wasted money on a shirt that's not going to fit in 2 months.
Well, there's a decent chance that unless you drop more than like another 25 pounds, then
that all be good.
Right. That like they wouldn't be perfect, but they'd still be things you could wear and be like, yeah, these aren't. Like, they're not ridiculously large. Like, it's like, yeah, I could wear this.
Like everything else that I own currently.
Right. Where it's like, ah, my shoulders used to end out here, but now they end up here. And the shirt's just like.
Yeah.
I'm sure people love that.
No, they hate that. I hate that. Me, yeah. Personally.
Yeah, you can hear it in your ear hole. And you're
ear
like,
hole.
Oh, eh. Mm.
That dude sitting there just got ear holed. Tell you what.
Yeah.
Tell you what, do you not know what ear hold is?
No.
Did you never hear ear hold when we played football?
No. Oh, no.
And got hit right
in the
ear hole? Right in the ear hole.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because all helmets, if you didn't know, at least high school helmets had little holes for your ears so you could hear.
Well, I knew that.
Yeah. That was for the audience.
Okay. It's also how you take them off.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't have to take them off that way, but yeah, that's the... If you don't want to rip your ears off,
yeah.
It's usually the best way to do it.
So. You grab and you pull out and then you take it off. And you break the helmet in half on the way out.
I'm a man. I mean, those things are like bulletproof, so I doubt you're going to.
They're not bulletproof. That's a big lie.
No, but they're very strong.
The super special one that we had to get for our center that 1 year because he had like 8 trillion concussions probably was bulletproof.
Probably.
He still got a concussion even with that helmet on, though.
Mm-hmm.
I think maybe he was just in a state of perpetual concussion. So
just
that
always
was just,
concussed.
He got a hit, and then he was like, wait, I remember. I'm concussed. By God.
Yeah.
I had a family.
Yeah, football, especially for linemen. A pro-concussion sport, especially if you're a dingle-dong and don't hit people right.
Oh, yeah. Gotta keep your head up, or you will be injured in the game of football.
Yeah, your head is not a ramming mechanism.
It is not.
Although sometimes it becomes one.
Wee! I got him, coach. Then you get nailed. Then you get hit with like a crackback block or something.
Like a crackback block.
Crackback block.
Commentator Cam.
Commentator Cam.
So,
what's up, dog?
Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
Is it a big hole in the wall?
I did. I already mentioned the big hole in the wall.
Throw out that window?
Why'd you put a big hole in the wall?
Well, we're getting rid of that window, but I discovered that, as I expected, you know, at the bottom of the wall, there was that hole in the drywall.
Yeah.
Over there, where gross stuff just leaked out of the bottom.
Correct.
Yes. Well, that gross stuff was molded insulation and rotten wood. So, because the window had been leaking, it had rotted beneath everything beneath the window and also had molded the insulation and drywall. So, tore all the grossness out, saved all the good stuff, literally cut everything, including the window, out. Still have the window. Window's not going back there, but it's going to go back in the building.
Nice.
Yeah. Window's fine. But
window's good
window
to go.
Is made of plastic. So, I mean, well, glass and plastic.
Yeah.
So, I mean, literally nothing can mold there. But, yeah. This is a big
the
job.
Beauty, the
this is
beauty
a big gross
plastic.
Job. Yeah. So now it's just going to be a wall. It'll be a nice wall.
Nice old wall. Not a nice wall yet, though.
No.
Very much
put
plywood.
In all good treated lumber so it won't rot for a millennia.
At least a millennia.
Well, probably not that long.
Oh, okay.
At least a century.
There you go.
Put it this way. I'll be dead before those boards start rotting. So
that's good.
Or before they rot enough to actually have any real effect on the structural integrity of the building.
Yeah.
So.
Is that what that was doing? Having structural integrity
problems? Oh, well, yeah. I mean,
there were
two main beams that had no weight on them.
Great.
Yeah.
The whole building could have came down.
Probably.
Oh, great.
I mean, it was sagging outside, and now we jacked it up, put in those new ones, and it's sagging less. So,
well, I'm glad.
Yeah. I mean, you're not going to fix the sag because it's just how the building has settled. But we made it. We improved it substantially, and now the building won't fall over if a strong wind gust hits it. So
nice, dude.
Yes. It's a good time.
It's a good time.
Got the green screen paint. Got some other paint.
You going to paint that red wall, the whole red wall green screen?
No. About half of that red wall. And then about half of the wall that has the hole in it.
Gotcha.
The hole in it.
So it's going to be like a corner of green screen paint.
Correct.
Correctamundo. Johnny Mundo. That's the thing I've been watching recently is Lucha Underground. You ever heard of Lucha Underground?
No.
Yeah, it's professional wrestling, but like that's what they call it in Mexico and other Hispanic countries.
Yeah.
It's lucha, which means fight.
You like it?
Yeah, I love it.
It's your kind of shtick.
It is my kind of shtick. I've been wanting to get into the WWE for a time. And I know
get
people
into
are like
the WWE.
Yes, like as a wrestler. No, I'm just kidding.
Okay.
Like
Cam
into
the WWE.
Into watching it. Cuz I like the storylines. I think they're funny. And I think they're entertaining, but especially when they go
kind of
like,
non-believable sort of
yeah,
way.
Yeah, when they go okay. off the rails. I mean, that's what WWE is. It's like a TV show. It's Got like it. Watching Game of Thrones. It's like
so. If WWE calls you up and is like, "Hey, Cam, we want you to write these storylines for us,"
yes,
you'd be like,
"I'd be way down,
100 bajillion % on board."
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, writing wrestling storylines that are believable, and you have to stay within the confines of like human. Like, a human could do this. A super athletic human, mind you, but, like, a human
right.
still has to be able to do it.
Like, the upper echelon of physical...
Yeah, prowess.
Yeah.
But I think that's, you know, I think that's one of the coolest things out there.
I do know. Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, Lucha Underground, really cool.
So, what else are you looking forward to this week, Cam? But before Cam tells us that...
Well, I got a wedding this weekend.
At True Chat, there is nothing more important to us than upholding our mission. True Chat will be the mortal enemy of speculation, innuendo, and stag nation. We will champion, what a good word, stag nation. We will champion informed opinions and fresh ideas. True Chat will prove that media can be trusted, relied on, and responsible. We won't join the media elite because we're setting a new standard, a higher standard, the True Chat standard. If you have any ethical concerns with today's episode, please email ethics@truechat.org. TRUECHAT.ORG. Let's turn our attention back to Cam. What's he looking forward to this week? How's he doing? Is life treating Cam the way Cam expects? And don't forget, if you want to join the discussion, tweet at TrueChatINC or leave a comment on our website or application.
Bingo, bango. Yeah, I'm looking forward to this wedding on the weekend here.
Yeah? Gonna be hyped?
Yeah, hype!
Where
I
still
is it? Got two plantings to do tomorrow.
So ooh, get hyped.
Get a little less hyped, but hype.
Did you see you got another one Thursday? Whoa.
No, I wasn't.
Yep, you got an invite last week.
But did I accept it?
I'm not sure yet.
Whoa. Is it 20s, hopefully?
It's in place of that other one that got... Can because people are dingle dongs.
Yeah, I would
and
assume
buy things
but,
they shouldn't buy.
Yeah, I guess, but I don't know if I'm gonna have time on Thursday to do that. But
we're
gonna see.
Whoa.
What are you doing? Stop it. Wow. What do you sound like? What movie
whoa,
are you
whoa.
From? It's
I don't know.
There's a droid or a.
How good is Cam? Can whoa, he figure whoa. It out? Whoa.
Back off. I don't know.
He wants to.
You don't even
out.
Know.
Oh no.
Yeah, that's what I figured.
It's just noises.
Yeah.
At this point.
How? All right.
Okay, so you got a
now
wedding.
You're freaking me out about this planting on Thursday because
I just crawling in his own skin. It hurts.
I don't know if I'm gonna have time for that.
Nah, it's not that bad.
It might be.
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah,
it's
but
not
it
that
might
bad.
Be though.
I'm pretty sure it's not that bad.
It might be, though. Well, other than that,
it's 145-gallon hoopsie.
Yeah, it
nah,
is.
Nah, no problem.
Oh. Dang it.
Let it all out. so mad.
I am mad. Well, and then you just assume I'm going to do it?
Well, I mean, that's because you had accepted another planting for that same time slot that was larger than this that got canceled. So I was like, well, then he can absolutely do one that's less time in the same time slot as the one he already accepted. Wow!
Yeah, but that other one was going to be easy. Cams. You know that other one was going to be easy.
I mean, it was 220 gallons. Yeah, and this is 145
gallons. They're the derpy 20 gallons.
The derpy 20 gallons. Derpy, but, you know, they're wider. I mean, it's still 20 gallons of dirt you have to move. It's not... It's like when you show a kid, you know, the bowl that's got water in it versus the glass that's got water. You say, which one has more? And it's, they actually have the same amount, but...
Yeah. Yeah, but
it's
not,
all in your level of perception.
Yeah, but digging wider, not deeper, is way easier, in my opinion.
Mm. You're a wider kind of, not deeper kind of guy. Cam prefers to split it out, not split it out. That's right.
Spread it out, you mean?
Wow. Okay. Over that.
Oh my God.
Yep. Spread it out, not go deeper.
Make no depth cam. Dig it deeper just to throw it away. I make it out. Dig it deeper just to throw it away. I don't know the actual words of that song. But, dude, old weightlifting songs.
Oh, yeah.
Come
most
my
of those
head.
Are ones that you would never actually know the words to. They're just kind of like, yeah.
They're like, wow.
Oh.
I'm going to lift weights.
They're hyped and we're hyped and wow. What, lift weights like men. Mm. Testosterone.
Testosterone. Yeah, I don't...
Oh, that's exactly what that was. Let's be honest. That was a huge fest of let's see how much testosterone we can pump into ourselves at once so that we can lift these weights that we shouldn't lift. Just be like... Bah!
Of course, there it is. There's Justin T trying to take down the patriarchy from the inside.
Oh, no, I think weightlifting's important. I also think we lifted weights that generally you wouldn't be capable of lifting if you didn't have enough adrenaline and testosterone pumping through the veins.
It was, yeah. I mean, you're right.
Yeah.
I bring it out, dig it deeper, don't throw it away. I bring it out, dig it deeper, don't throw it away.
Yeah, I mean, let me clarify. I think lifting weights for some people is important. I don't think everyone needs to lift weights.
I would agree with that sentiment as well.
Like, you know, Mr. Shelley, I don't think he's someone who needs... Although, did I tell you, he turned 40.
He doesn't look 40.
Yeah, but holy moly, he's old. His wife gave him...
old.
Yeah, his wife gave him a bunch of crap. Bought him these, like, specialized running shoes. And apparently, like, he was going nuts. Like, he was running every day. He started weightlifting. Like, he was...
By God.
He was, like, hardcore exercising. Like, had gotten really fit and buff.
And then he tore his ACL.
And then he was running and, like, he was on a sidewalk and there was a step down this far.
And he just didn't know.
And then he, like, was running, so he ran straight over it. And then both his knees buckled. And ever since then, he can't work out because now they flare up on him. He's like, I feel really old. Like, yeah, you're really old.
I feel really
you're
old.
You're super old now.
Yeah, once you have an injury so, that just, like, you don't come back from.
Yeah.
Unless it's, like, a obviously huge structural damage at, like, 18 playing a sport. But, like, if you're 40 or up and you have, like, oh, God, I stubbed my wrist and now it's just, like,
oh, God,
every,
my knee's buckled.
It's not good.
Now they flare. That's right. Like that organ.
Like
they
the
just
organ.
Spontaneously oh, combust.
God in heaven.
You have trouble with your microphone.
I don't know how that even happened. Did you watch the new episode of Discovery? I'm sure people want to hear your thoughts on that.
People! No, I didn't. I'm kind of actually upset that I haven't gotten to that yet. But since I have CBS All Access, which is way overpriced.
Way over.
And has almost nothing on it that I would ever watch.
Overrated.
What but I'm have? Paying for Star Trek Discovery.
What is it
like
have?
Their marketing ploy was designed to do.
What
Ooh.
Are they? Oh, my Lord, Justin. What do they have on there that's not Star Trek Discovery?
They have everything known to CBS history that wasn't any good.
Like what?
Like nothing. No, they tell you they got like 9,000 episodes. But when you do the math on that, it's not really that many shows because 9,000 episodes ain't that many if it ran for at least 5 seasons.
You're right.
Especially since TV series have like 30 episodes in a season.
I'm going to kick you in the face.
Yeah.
You're like,
I don't know if you can kick that high.
I can kick that high.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Most people cannot kick that high.
Why are you calling me out, huh? I'm gonna get you over there.
I mean, most people could kick that high, but most people would fall if they kicked that high, because they would not maintain their center of gravity, and then they would fall on their hind end.
You don't know that. You don't know that.
I said most people.
You could watch 60 Minutes.
So I could watch every 60 Minutes ever?
You could watch Seventh Heaven. Don't watch Seventh Heaven. That's a bad idea. After Trek. They have an after show.
Yeah. Oh, yes, they do.
I've heard American Gothic is pretty okay.
That's like I watched whatever it was called, the thing after Breaking Bad that AMC does, and then they do Talking...
Is it... Well, I know there's Talking Dead.
Yeah,
there's Walking Dead and Talking Dead.
Yeah, it's like Talking Dead and the thing that was for Breaking Bad and the thing that's after Trek. Oh, they're just all so bad. I just hate them all so much.
Why are there only 3 episodes of The Big Bang Theory on here? I feel like that'd be their huge thing. You can watch 680 episodes of Big Brother. I'm sure people like that. I know people love. You can watch the Brady Bunch.
The Brady Bunch.
You can watch 1,944 episodes of The Bold and the Beautiful. That's a lot of episodes, dude.
That's a bit much.
That's way too much.
But, I mean, if we're being honest, there's over, like, 1,500 episodes of True Chat, so.
You're right. But we're not, like, a full-scale TV production.
Oh, so we're just lame. We're not a full production.
We're just a different.
In many ways, we're more creative than them, because we've only got 2 people to do these things.
Okay. You could watch Criminal Minds. Only 2 episodes of Criminal Minds, apparently, but.
What?
I don't know.
There's 2. You're sure it's not 2 seasons?
No, it's 2. It says 2 episodes of Criminal Minds. You can watch CSI, all 64 episodes. You can watch 232 episodes of CSI Miami.
There's a lot more than
64
episodes of CSI.
I know. You can watch The Good Wife. I Love Lucy, 101 episodes. Whoa!
I mean, there's some stuff. But there's not enough stuff to warrant the money.
No, you're absolutely right.
The money is warranted solely for Star Trek at this point. And let's be honest, as soon as this season is over, I'm out.
You're out?
Pull the ripcord. CBS, until next season.
Oh, they got Sabrina the Teenage Witch on here. Let's go. They got all the other Star Treks on here. Not that you can't watch those on Netflix. They got Voyager. They got Next Generation. They got Deep Space Nine.
Well, of course they do.
They got the original series. I've heard Scorpion's pretty good.
Scorpion.
Are we done? Are we done talking about this? Because we can be.
I'm just letting you roll.
Yeah. They got all the
Are you caught up yet on Star Trek Discovery?
No, not even a little
bit. Oh my gosh, you're such an awful nerd.
The first,
you're so bad.
Not everyone has to be a nerd of everything, Justin T.
You're right, but that's like a staple. Like Star Wars, Star Trek, the Nerdcast isn't covering Star Trek Discovery.
I know, you're really upset. Come on the Nerdcast, cover it for us.
Not if no one else watches it, then it'll just be me yakking.
Okay, great. Then what if no one else watches it? But me on the Nerdcast. Then it'd be just me talking.
Okay, so then it'd be just one with you and I talking.
Okay. Talking.
Which is, I mean, half of the shows that we do.
I guess you're right.
I mean, it's actually all the shows that we do together, hence the nature of those shows.
Whoa! Oh, God! Dude, I just kind of died a little bit there. That's my bad.
Oh, you gotta do it.
Okay.
Important. I will come on as soon as you are caught up to where I am caught up.
Okay. Once I play Life is Strange and catch up on Star Trek Discovery, you are going to be on a Nerdcast a week.
You've been trying to play Life is Strange for like 6 months.
I know. I just can't do it.
You can.
I can.
You can. Right. It's all about what you do with your time when you're off. And you do other things because you're like, I don't like those other things. Or more like, I don't like the idea of having to get back into those things. Because you'll love it once you do it.
Yeah. And then I won't be able to stop.
Yeah.
I know how I work.
Oh, yeah. Now, that's how lots of people work. I mean, let's be honest. It's like, I know, like with Game of Thrones, it's the same thing. Like, I know that I'll probably actually like it. But the thought of getting started on it, I don't like.
It's a daunting task. Like, I can't imagine, because I only had 3 seasons to catch up on when I did it.
Ah.
And that's like 30 hours or a little bit more of content. And I was like, God, that's a lot. But then I binged all the way through, and I'm like, okay, I'm good. Now I'm where everybody else is, and I'll get them week to week like everybody else. You've got like like 68 hours of content to get through before you catch up with everybody. It's a lot. It's a lot of content.
It's a big investment.
It is a lot. It's a big investment, but I think, and your dad would agree with me, that it's very worth it. Do you even know any spoilers for Game of Thrones?
No, that's what I told you.
I love it. I love it so much.
Yeah.
I love it more.
It'll be a fresh hot take, as Cam always says. And as always, we can't thank you enough for tuning into True Chat. Did you know that you can join the conversation on our app or website?
Like a turn indicator.
TrueChat.org. If you already listen to podcasts on the iTunes, Stitcher, or the some other platform, you can subscribe to the shows there.
Woo!
For the True Chat Show on the True Chat in the True Chat Urbana, I'm Justin T. Weller.
And I'm Cam Pierce.
We'll see you next time on the True Chat Show. Be the champ.